and we have Tim Alexander here. The Tim, he's off our schedule because we have a short week this week. I'll be away this Friday as we're going up to Portland to visit our grandchildren and my oldest son and his wife. Welcome back to the program, Tim.
Yes, how are you?
Good. So, Tim, we've got a lot of news going on, and we need a proper perspective. I think of us in the alternative media, we are the real news. The rest of it is, I call the snooze, which they put you to sleep and cause brain damage. If you watch regular media, it's I call it the liocracy. And, of course, it's headed by the lying king, which is Obama. And Hillary can't even accidentally tell the truth. I mean, it's quite amazing. She is a chameleon of lies.
Well, the truth is not in her. I mean, she is a demonically aptard, possessed, whatever, how do you want to call it. She is very close to Satan, let's put it that way.
Yeah, let's get into some of the latest
Obama
news. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just
the response by Obama to this disaster in Orlando is disgusting at the least of it and horrifying at the worst of it. Tell me, what's the latest in this situation?
Well, by the way, the latest, there's an eyewitness that says there were five people involved. You know, like all these events, and of course, you can't believe everything you hear, but like all these events, they spin it right away the way they want to spin it, but later, more and more, the truth begins to come out.
Right.
And
What I heard is that there was somebody that actually held the door. When they left the place, they actually held the door so people couldn't get out. So there was a person.
Yes,
that, apparently, they were recently interviewed on television.
That was a Hollywood actor, but that doesn't mean that there's a lot of speculation. I maintain because you can't trust the authorities and you can't trust the mainstream media, which was on the scene. It's very difficult to know exactly what went down. And as an analyst, what I try to do is, if I can't get enough information, factual information, then I say, look, step back from the trees, look at the forest, and even get off the planet and look at the patterns that you see down in the forest. And
right,
everything is now very bad. There's a lot of things to talk about today, but I mean there are movements in so many areas towards chaos, war, economic collapse, and of course there are multiple population reduction programs ongoing. It's a cornucopia of demonic insanity, I guess is the best way to say it.
Yeah, well, let me throw a little different tack at it. We're between 5 and 20 years from a convergence of a number of what's called singularities. We have the singularity of artificial intelligence, which I know from my contacts with DARPA and the Virtual War Project, we already breached that in 2003, but it's not open to the public. It actually manages the databases of all the databases on Earth through the Virtual World Project. Center node is at Schriever Air Force Base in Falcon, Colorado, and there's nodes in England, Europe, Asia, etc. Second singularity is the singularity of life extension. That life extension singularity, I spoke 2 days ago to Ron Klatz, and with the 100,000 plus doctors working and scientists on this area, we're no more than 5 to 20 years, more likely as little as 5 years away from organ regeneration and zero senescence.
But it won't be available to the average person. It will only be available.
Oh, sure it will. You just won't be able to get it done necessarily here because, remember, the medical profession here is so corrupt, it's going to maintain their business. So you may have to go to Taiwan or Central America or someplace else. It'll be available. It'll be available at a reasonable price, too, but the problem is it may not be the regulatory oversight. Just like in the show Blade Runner, that showed the guy going to get new eyes that had different irises so he could scan through the iris scanner differently. And that movie was done like 25 years ago or something. So I think what people should start to get they should start to realize that a lot of the things we see going on right now, the confusion of sexes, for example, there are three reasons why we have people like this gay man who is being pulled between the extreme, you know, 7th century culture of Islam and Afghanistan with his father, who had a TV show, by the way, out of California, even though he's in Florida, and he's the fact that he's very obviously a gay person. The gay is increasing for three reasons. Firstly, there's probably genetic predisposition to 3 to 5% of the population, where they're during their pregnancy, the hormones rewire their brain patterns. The second is xenotoxins, which are actually feminizing all the male population. We're not just talking about humans, we're talking about animals too, including reptiles. And the third reason is the cultural one. Our culture wants to create a drone class that is sexless, that you can neither assign yourself as male or female. In fact, there's a judge apparently that reassigned the sexual orientation of someone as what's called non-binary, non-hyphen binary. This is up in Oregon. So
yeah, I read that. You know, I have a wild imagination. I can't even make this stuff up.
Right. Now, but the thing is, there's a you actually look at the satanic side of it, it all makes sense if you're the devil.
Oh, sure.
Okay? There's a logic behind this. You have to understand, and this is where people misunderstand evil. The most intelligent, created, and most creative being for art, music, whatever, is Satan. The guy who can outfire scriptures and a Southern Baptist preacher is Satan. Okay? So you got to understand, when you start from that point of view...
But he's also the biggest loser.
Well, I call him Lucifer. Do you like that, Lucifer?
Yep.
So, now when you start from that point of view, the only sin you can do, including Satan's sin, is I got this God. In other words, I shall ascend to the north parts, to the high heavens, and I shall be like the Most High. That's exactly what Satan literally promised Adam and Eve. People need to start grasping that this is the exact same sin. It's not a different sin. There's only one sin you can do. Not hear and do God's will. Now, in our culture, because we're becoming very scientifically advanced, very artistically, we're connected. Remember the saying before in Genesis, it says, now they're in one tongue and in one place. Nothing shall be withheld from their imagination. In other words, it says, the creative, collective creativity of humankind is godlike. We can, now that we have even genetics, we can recreate ourselves as demigods. Doesn't mean we're God, but we can become powerful demigods with extended lifespans, spreading across the galaxy like a plague, to be honest with you. And we're not prepared for the fact that we probably may not survive our technology unless we have a higher morality, and our intellect and our emotions are subservient to the spirit of the Most High God. And I'm talking about a relationship, not religion, because religion has proved over and over again to be a failure. Even if you hear the definitions of the Bible of what religion is, the definition that's in the Bible about what religion is correct. And the definition that a lot of Christians and other religions have is incorrect. It has substitute priestcraft and procedures and novenas and all kinds of stuff for a relationship with God.
Well, some of those things help you have a relationship with God.
No, they substitute. They always do.
Not this necessarily.
Always. There's an always.
I think going to, for instance, I'm Orthodox. I go to Divine Liturgy, and I think it helps me.
Well, it makes you feel... No. Tim, let me get my point across. Anything that stimulates your emotions or your intellect rather than your spirit empowers you to think that you have a pathway to God rather than God condescending to us. See, the problem is the author of faith is not us. People say, well, why am I not healing? I don't have enough faith. You never have enough faith. God has to give it to you. The same way as we use priestcraft and procedures to make ourselves feel good, like most of the churches in America, they're very arrogant. They want to, I call them happy church, they want to pray, or they want to shake hands with people of different colored skin, or they want to do good works in their community so people like them because, hey, they're such nice people, they must be Christians, I want to become like them. No. A Christian in the Bible says that it's the smell of death and rotting tissue to those who are unsaved, which means they don't have a relationship. So those who have a relationship, a lot of the people who have a relationship with God aren't necessarily nice people. They're stumbling along and screwing up, but they keep on trying to get back to God. And there's some nicer people that have no relationship with God, and they're desperately lost. And that's one of the things that we don't use God's yardstick on this, because, That's why we have nations. For example, a nation of America is apostate right now. It's my prediction that if Comey, who's an FBI, supposedly conservative, does not prosecute Hillary by August after the Philadelphia convention, she will be president. We will have the spirit of Jezebel in America, and we will be finished.
You may be right, but I think she's going down.
Oh yeah, the thing is, I'm praying on my face that she goes down, because if she doesn't, and we don't have President Trump, we're done. This is the end of America. This is the last.
We disagree. I think Trump will eat her alive.
Oh, I know he will, but the problem is, it doesn't matter. You see, you got to understand, they're so compromised. In fact, even people like Mr. Putin has had his own Russian computer hacking engineers. He's going to release Russian hacking, including proof that other countries like China and North Korea hacked into her server in a broom closet, because he's so frustrated they haven't moved forward with prosecuting before even the Philadelphia conference. She shouldn't even be. It's disgusting she shouldn't be even running as a president.
This is what people are not getting from the mainstream media. The biggest thing out of her email problems and other things, even going back to when her husband was president, is both Bill and Hillary are outright, and this is by the definition of the United States Constitution,
right,
traitors.
Oh yeah, they're massive traitors.
They showed classified, top secret information, military information, to our potential enemies, particularly China, or to a lesser extent Russia, and others, and for money. The whole email thing was a scam, a way to put a firewall, in a sense. She could say, well, the information, they broke into my computer, they hacked it. Gee, I'm sorry, I kept some on my home computer, but they did it, not me. Oh, well, yes, I collected some money. My foundation collected some money from them, but it had nothing to do with it. It's a way to deliver classified information and get paid for it. And that's the real scam. I mean, we're talking about not only felonies, but high treason. We're talking about charges that could literally get you executed under the law, or life in prison, multiple charges for both her as Secretary of State and her husband when he was president.
I don't think people know how far down the rabbit hole we've gotten. And I'm just going to recount a few things. Back in 1995, I was the exit examiner, because my boss, Major Swinder, was off to Fort Hood, Texas, doing airtime, and I was the next down to the commander for CECOM. And we had a contract with presidential-level security clearance, Tier 1, above top secret, to take care of U.S. Base Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, Special Op Delta, and war games, including biological and radiological terrorism. And when my boss was in there and I did the exit exam, they blew up the Murrah Building, which is extremely strong construction, and they had C4 on the inside pillars of the parking garage. They removed two unexploded U.S. Army Corps engineer micro-nukes, RDX, high-explosive core, and a C4 a pineapple. People need to understand that they used three radiation detectors to measure that the place was radioactive. And the same guys told me there was seven times more ANFO, which is the ammonium nitrate material for a bomb, in the Khobar Towers in Riyadh, because it's the same forensic team. Now, when they did 9/11, Marvin Bush, the brother of George Bush, was a security officer on the building, and his last day of work was 9/11. The dancing Israelis danced because they were documenting it on film, and they went back to Israel and showed the film of the demolition of the building. It was the Israelis' micronuclear force under the control of the CIA that did it. And all these pilots we've had, they're listed.
You mean the 6-foot-6 guy didn't sit on his butt in a cave in Afghanistan and change the laws of physics? Golly gee.
Now, I want you to understand, when you have an upside-down book on the pink goat that George Bush is reading in a school in Florida, and these things are transpiring, and I don't care how out of it he is, because the man is obviously a burnt-out drug addict and a bisexual. The fact is that he was out of it. He would have his nappies after his exercise with his special homosexual buddy back. There's this George Bush. We now have another bisexual drug addict. We've got three lines of them. We've got Obama, who obviously, he looks like he's going to snore and fall asleep when he's talking about the Orlando disaster. And Trump mentioned it. It's like, he uses his terms like low energy, he's falling asleep. I'm thinking, Obama can't even show, a revulsion. I mean, all he wants to do is read, oh, I don't think they should have guns. I personally think that if somebody is mentally ill, shouldn't be able to get an AK-47. But I think if I want to have anything right up to an anti-aircraft gun or a laser weapon, it's my damn business. If I'm not crazy. And I don't want them taking away guns from veterans because they have a temporary depression or their wife handles their bills, which is we've dealt with as attorneys. Obama's trying to grab guns because they want to do something so bad to the population that the fears that America's had for decades will be realized.
Well, you know, if you want to know what they're capable of, look at what they did to the former Russian Empire after they World War One, which was designed, if you follow Elmer Pike's letter, to create the chaos and the revolution in Russia so they could take over and set up communism. They killed somewhere between 80 and 100 million people. But first, they took the guns away. And when the Hitler, who
Same
was
everywhere.
One-fourth Rothschild, set up his concentration camps, what did he do first? He took the guns away from the average citizen. And that's what these people want to do. That's why immediately after this event, Hillary and Obama are talking about taking guns away.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like saying cars kill people. If that was the case, nobody should have a car.
Well, knives kill people, too. Should we give up
eating a lot of food because you can't
use a knife?
Do you know what? I'm going to tell you my chopstick story. Do you know the origin of chopsticks?
No.
Okay, this is really interesting. It's historically correct. One of the early Chinese emperors, I think it's a couple thousand years ago, did not want any of his citizens to have a knife, especially a knife that's long, like 18 inches long, because they would often use it in farming, chopping down things and rice in the rice paddies. And so he outlawed it, and he said, no citizen except his private army and so on could have any knife, any length, but they could eat with chopsticks. Because you couldn't take on the emperor with chopsticks, even if you had 10,000 men. Chopsticks don't do, unless maybe you're a ninja, par excellence, and your chopsticks are sharpened like crazy and they're hardened as fire. Okay? So, the chopsticks originated, so this is the chopstick effect. And every single totalitarian empire tried to take away the guns. Now, interestingly, and I have friends in Canada because I'm a dual citizen. I was born in Detroit, but the first half of my life I lived in Canada. And Canadians are a little different in their character, but they're underneath that little millimeter of skin, Canadians are Americans. Okay? They passed a law about a decade ago to try to take away and register people's guns. And Canadians, and I know all of them from the West Coast to East Coast, they just didn't bring them in. They got almost no guns registered. And it got so embarrassing, the conservative government on the previous guy, he had to actually get rid of the law. It's like, this is embarrassing. Because the RCMP office where you're supposed to bring your guns in was like a mile from some of my buddies that had 40, 50 guns. They had anti-aircraft guns. They were going down to gun shows in America, making their own bullets. I remember talking to one of my patients in Enfield, Nova Scotia. I said, what were you doing for the week? He said, making bullets. Really? That's really interesting. How many guns do you have? Oh, 45. I said, 45 guns. And I said, how big are some of your guns? He said, oh, we got anti-aircraft 50 caliber. I said, holy cripes. And I said, how many bullets did you make this weekend, you and your buddies? Oh, 50,000. 50,000 bullets. Now, you might have thought I was talking about Arkansas or Deep South Texas or whatever. No, we're talking about Enfield, Nova Scotia, Canada. Same way as British Columbia. If you think on rural areas where you got grizzly bears and bobcats and all kinds of really snarly.
If you live in bear country, like the people in Alaska and parts of Canada where there are either grizzly bears or...
Most of Canada, listen, I've seen these buggers. When they stand up on their hind legs, they can be 13, 14 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
And you better have... Actually, you need something more powerful than an AR.
You need
a 308 or better.
Yeah, you need an elephant-type gun. Or so you need something big. That bear, even if you shoot it, it's going to snarl at you. And the best thing to do is stand up, yell at it like crazy, and if it starts moving toward you, shoot at everything you can, center mass. Let me tell you. And there's lots of smaller organisms that'll get you, too. Wild bobcats, mountain lions, everything.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
They need to watch that.
They need a brain examination. Need a brain scan because they must have a metastatic tumor or something I call a stupidoma. Now here's the facts. Okay, he reached out to Muslims to say our best ally are moderate Muslims that want to come here, want to have a falafel business or a medical business or engineering business, want to do well, put their kids through college, have a couple of really good cars they can pay off, a nice home, vacations, a pen that doesn't skip, and they want to have their neighbors that they can go and barbecue with. Okay, now. The fact is that the vast majority of Muslims, if you gave them a future, including young men, they're not going to be radicalized. And if the, quote, religion tries to radicalize them, they're going to look at you like, you got to be kidding. Okay? They're radicalized in the Middle East for three reasons. Very first reason is the worldwide drought is driving people out of the Muslim areas into the big cities in the last 20 years more than ever. Second, they got an apocalyptic religion.
Okay, just a quick second. Remember that we killed Gaddafi because he was going to introduce a gold dinar, but also he was taking primary water. He had deep primary water wells, and he was re-greening North Africa.
Well, 95% of the new water in Libya was actually primary water, and he had British drilling rigs there that they literally bombed. They had NATO bombed them. That were very tall, and they said they were rocket launchers when really they were drilling rigs. And most of the primary water is around 1,400 to 2,400 feet deep. I talked to Paul Power, who runs the Primary Water Institute. He's a Hungarian geologist up in Northern California in what's called Eureka, California. It's the center for the Worldwide Primary Water Institute. And the Northwestern University has done a lot of research on this. And he just drilled about 2 months ago a 1,000-gallon per minute well at 6,000 feet elevation, and he only had to go down
1,000 gallon per minute?
Per minute, and he only had to drill
down
100
feet. You didn't realize that's what a standard fire truck, I used to be a volunteer fireman, that's what a standard pumper puts out. And that will literally, you can run a water monitor with it, and it can take a brick wall and disassemble it in seconds.
Right,
it can literally pick a man up and throw him in the air.
It's enough to fill a reservoir for a large city. Okay. Now, what we're talking about here is primary water occurs whenever there's magma because it lowers the melting point of rock. That's Northwestern University published literature. The fact is we don't want to face that because the globalists want to say it's climate change now because they don't have global warming anymore. And they want to have a world tax so they can have the United Nations have a rapid reaction force for humanitarian disasters, which they're either creating or amplifying. And, of course, the climate switching all over the place is amplified by drilling at the Macondo, the devil's food in Haitian.
Exactly. And who? There are two people I know of. I'm me and you, plus Dr. Zakari and
John Moore.
John Moore.
Right.
Who broke this story, five, 6 years ago? We said that this climate change was going to continue. And by the way, the latest, I carried this story about a week or so ago, there is still a cold spot up northeast of Newfoundland and Vancouver, or not Vancouver, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, and it's where it's called various things.
North Atlantic drift.
Florida current, the jets, but it's really the thermal highline circulatory system.
Right.
And it's not near as warm as it used to be because a key part of it, the loop current in the Gulf of Mexico, is not functioning. Why? Because we did that drilling. They knew in advance never to drill there.
But,
and that's
why
several of the top insiders dumped their stock in British Petroleum a month before they did it. Then they, instead of using these giant open ocean oil sweepers, which they had sitting in the docks in the Netherlands to clean it up, they instead came in and spread millions of gallons
and by the
of
way, to correct it, by the way, 9500 is a toxic dispersant. All of the branches of the military and U.S. government use a non-toxic dispersant. Did you know that? Every other branch. And they're still using it, by the way, but they're pumping it at the wellhead thousands of feet down at the bottom of the ocean floor.
Well, since that event,
still
been screwed up all over the world.
It's all
what they were doing.
It's all by this. The pacemaker of the world climate and the northern jet stream is the Gulf of Mexico loop current. They did it on purpose. We showed the science. They're lying, evil, megalomaniac, mass-killing bastards. No other word for it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I know you jumped in there, but I wanted to mention the three reasons why these young men are getting radicalized. If you're in a rich country and you're the rich guy and you got 10 wives and all the young men don't have any wives, they either have one or two options: become homosexual, which, by the way, in Islam, they stone you to death before Friday morning prayers, or you become a violent criminal, and then now you have a future because you're going to have money, guns, power. You can kill people, man, and now you all of a sudden you go from being a suicidal nothing to having power. And if you have some money, you can, if necessary, be able to get a wife even from another country outside a Muslim country. Most Muslims, for example, from Palestine and so on, are getting wives from Malaysia and elsewhere because they can't get a wife locally. They're all being taken by the old men who can barely get it up, but just enough so that they have like 10 wives running around. And remember, the whole hierarchy is man, camel.
They can only have four at a time, but...
Yeah, I know. You know, I think they stretch it. Let's put it this way. So the fact is, we need it. Several things that Islam has to do. Number one, it needs to get back to monogamy. Number two, it has to get rid of the idea you need a dance like Fred Astaire, i.e., Muhammad, and cut people's heads off. You got to stop this idea of imposing Sharia law in a Western nation. Get over it, okay? You need to blow the whistle on your other people in your so-called mosque that are nuts and want to do bad things to the rest of the population, because all the
treat women like human beings that are
right,
equal.
And equal, and they actually need to be treated with respect, which doesn't mean we're going to authenticate and back up abortion. Abortion, as we talked about with Dr. Fred Grace, if we actually present the personhood issues and ultrasound issues, there would be no abortions because it's not genetically the mother. It's not her body. It's a separate body. The fact is there's no excuse for doing abortion at all. When people say it's for the health of the mother, that's an argument that's a straw man. It's garbage. Women who have an abortion have a higher risk of breast and uterine cancer. They have a higher risk of suicide and broken relationships. They have a higher risk of all kinds of problems, including Asherman syndrome, where they can no longer have a pregnancy. So when everybody says this, I've actually debated top doctors and experts all over the world. They're full of it, okay? And I know all the procedures down to the most minute, horrifying details. So the fact is there are several things that Islam does correctly. They protect the unborn, but they do several things that are really bad. They say that sex with young boys before puberty is not homosexual. Excuse me.
Yeah.
That's pedophilia, okay? Get over it. They say that it's not breaking your marriage vows if you actually get a writ from the imam that you can have a two-hour marriage to a whore. Excuse me, guys. That's BS, all right? So get over it, okay? Their idea of good and evil is you just got to look good. But the real definition that God has of good is hear and do my will, Shema. That's the Hebrew word. It is not doing a bunch of rules... Doing a bunch of rules to look good for other people that you twist so much they're beyond recognition. Like
wasn't that one of Jesus' central messages?
That was the message. That's why the first three centuries of the church was called the Way, until it was taken over by Constantine, who was a sun worshiper, and made the state religion of the Roman Empire. But in fact, he supposedly had a deathbed conversion. What a pile of crap! The guy was a Satanist and a solar worshiper, and it's a pile of garbage. Okay, so. Right now...
Hey, I interject something here? There's a story that I want to get out.
Yeah.
Syria is really complaining about German special forces and French special forces operating inside of Syria.
Right.
Now, there's been a story for some time. We know that both British and United States special forces are operating in northern Syria without the consent of the Syrian government, by the
right.
way.
Right.
But now Germany has been saying, and Germany is denying it, of course. Quite frankly,
Why are they denying it? Are they taking a flag from Obama's, liocracy, I call it? The lying
well,
king?
Well, Merkel is a monster, so yeah. But the point is, now the four senior members... and largest military powers in NATO, Germany, France, the United Kingdom, the United States, all have military forces operating in combat on the ground in northern Syria
right.
in opposition to the Syrian government. What the hell? I mean, the Russians are already there. These idiots are determined to march to the Third World War.
Well, the next big move I expect is that Russia will be allied with China, and China's going to start bringing in troops and big guns. And
well, China could bring in 100,000 in a month or less, because remember, they border Pakistan, and they're actually fairly close to that whole ballgame. They can get in in numbers if they want to.
Do you know who built the primary highway all the way from China and the Silk Road all the way through Pakistan? It was the Chinese. It's a superhighway. Do you know that?
Actually, do you know that the Chinese are investing a much higher percentage of their gross domestic product in infrastructure than, for instance, the United States Western nation?
We're doing nothing. It's ridiculous. It's like people say, well, why'd you spend all that money in this and that? For example, just recently, I upgraded my computer because I'm doing video stuff and a lot of processing. So I went to a new i7 hex processor and 24 gigs RAM and worked last December worked on upgrading to a solid-state drive on my computer. I need this equipment. I need to have a pro video channel so I can put this information out. We just signed up for a lot more audio and video RSS feeds because we've got to do this to get the word out. It's not just to get to a specific little station somewhere and play in a certain time spot. It's so people can get it on their podcasts and audio and video on all over the world. And we're getting some serious numbers now the last... 2 months. We're just our audio for the last 2 months and our video now the last 3 weeks. It's amazing.
Well, the only reason, for instance, Bill, that I do this, I don't make any money on it. It's a form of ministry. Oh, yeah, I know all this stuff, and I've been involved in military aerospace. I you know, I've got this old British
people think somehow
titles and all this stuff, and I've had a lot of contacts, and I know what's going down.
Oh yeah, you know, and the thing is, the same with myself. The only thing I get is Sailor and Nutraceuticals, which, by the way, we have the best. Anybody getting anything from anywhere else is foolish. Foolish, okay? And last night,
I don't think there's anybody on earth that can touch your Nutridyne.
Yeah, wait, listen, from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., do you know what I was doing? Working on consults for people, for patients and doctors all over the world. From 1 to 4 a.m., I was working in the middle of the night trying to catch up with a mountain of consultations. And that's what keeps us going. That's how we can afford to be on air and broadcast and pay for all the video and the computing time and the upgrades and all the other stuff.
But if we and people like us didn't do this in the alternative media, all you would have are six globalist-owned, Zionist-run corporations that own 96% of mainstream news media pumping out the same lies day in and day out.
Let's change the term from Zionist, because they use biblical terms to pervert what God's intention was. When he gave the land of Abraham, that's what's called God Zionism, which is from the land of Euphrates to the land of the Nile, et cetera, all the dimensions of the land given to Abraham. What you have to realize is this is completely satanic. For example, we're going to have Tex Mars on, and people need to understand I am not anti-Semitic, okay? I want people to get that. You know, if you try to say it, I'm going to smack you, intellectually and otherwise. If you're near me, I'm going to smack you with my hand. What I am against is people that call themselves Jews like Jesus said, and they are not. They're a synagogue of Satan. And Talmudic Jews who use the Sephiot Zaira and warlock and witches, the divinations and so on, to do evil things to the rest of us and treat us like we're subhuman animals, those people are evil. And they may use the term Jew. They're not Jews. The word Jew in Hebrew means praiser. They're the ones that led around the walls of Jericho.
Well, I think most Jewish people are simply led down a path by many of their leaders.
Most are either ignorant or they don't study things. There's only a small percentage that we call true, Talmudic, satanic Jews, but they're not really Jews at all. They're Satanists. And this latest book by Tex Mars, we're going to go over it, is real scary. I mean, if you start reading the Sephiot Zaira and read their theology and so on, it's like, whoa. In fact, I remember about 25 years ago, I asked a rabbi that recently had gone through 8 years of yeshiva training in New York to train me on Hebrew. And he said, look, because you're a Cohen descendant, I'm going to tell you this straight out. You people are crazy. Okay? And I said, oh, well, how are we crazy? He said, because you think the Christians are similar to us Jews. We are witches and warlocks. We're closer to Harry Potter than you idiots. And we summon up demonic entities and do all kinds of things as magic. And you don't even have the faintest idea who we really are. We're miles ahead of you. We actually create reality. We don't wait to try to manipulate it.
Yeah, well, I'm
And I said, oh, my gosh. He said, so now that you had your reality check, do you want to learn Hebrew? I said, I don't think so. Okay, now, not from him anyway. Now, it doesn't mean that I want to curse Israel. The state of Israel, God said, I'm going to come back to a nation in unbelief, which is Israel. Because the capital of homosexuality and perverted sexual activity is not San Francisco. It's Tel Aviv.
Yeah, it is.
Okay? You want to understand?
Look.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So what we have to start kind of grasping here is the reason why these young men, and I tried to get this point earlier, why they're radicalizing is, number one, they have no future. They have an apocalyptic religion. They're disenfranchised. The reason why more Muslims that come to America are non-radicalized, even though now 70% plus of the mosques have radical imams in there and they're trying to stir things up, more Muslims are reasonable because they come over here after they were here 10 years, they probably own two homes, they got a Cadillac and another nice car and a van, and they got a vacation home, and their kids are going to college, and they're real proud of them because they're now engineers and doctors and everything. It's like, duh, do you understand when people succeed and have a future and can actually get married and have a wife and family and kids and connectedness, they don't want to blow things up or kill themselves.
Exactly, so I've been saying
young
that.
Boys like, young boys with skin like pearls and 72 virgins, guess what? Allah and Muhammad ran out of virgins. Get it? There's no young boys up in Allah's heaven or hell, whatever you want to call it.
Well, that's like the radical Islamic guy. You know, he blows himself up and he goes to his rewards, and he meets George Washington, and George Washington just takes his fist and just smashes it in his face. Oh, my Lord. And then here comes Thomas Jefferson, and Jefferson just kicks his butt. And, you know, and then Madison, and the guy says, hold it. Where's my 74 virgins? And they said, no, that's 74 Virginians.
That's a good one.
I got to tell you this. Some people are saying that France is virtually on the cusp of another revolution. I don't think it's quite that far. But I want to tell you, I posted...
I'll tell you how you find out from my contacts and the contacts everywhere. Fly to France and go near the good no-go zones. And the police themselves will tell you, you go in there...
The Islamic no-go zones, of course, and that's nuts.
That's not what I'm talking about. There's 10 million Muslims now in France, and they're ghettos.
The globalist president of France used a backdoor process in their constitution to enact the law without the consent of parliament.
Right.
And there's an emergency clause. He can do that in some cases. And he, quote, and put parenthesis on this word, reformed the French labor laws, which essentially is just one more form of European austerity fascism. In other words, the people get everything taken from them, and those at the very, very apex.
That's why even the corporations are all leaving. The fact is, see, France doesn't have, it's a social, so-called democracy that's run out of money, and now the ghettos are even more ghettoizing. Here in California, by the way, people need to know there's a thing called the EBT card or whatever for people to get food stamps.
Yeah.
They've decided that the young men that are could be, quote, of able-bodied work but aren't working because they can't find it, they're, quote, out of the workforce, which is how they manipulate the statistics. Their cards don't work for the last 11 days in California.
It's 12 or 13 days now.
Yes, now you're right. And what's going on is this is going to get catastrophic because you got a lot of people that basically have nothing.
That's how you create a riot, isn't it? Or multiple riots.
Right, and I think they decided to think, look, we're going to cut the food stamp cards. I'm thinking, are you crazy? Why would you do that? There's a lot of food that rots in this country. Why would you cut people off their food? And my viewpoint is not a minimum wage, which I'm more socialist than Bernie Sanders or any of these idiots. Number one, you should have a single-payer health care system. And you can do it right away, and it would save money. Number two.
If it's done right.
I know how to do it. I can give you the points how to do it.
I know.
Cost
but look,
a quarter of what it costs.
The most important thing is, what we got to do, and this is what Trump talks about, you've got to create jobs. You have to have manufacturing jobs. We can't make a living in this country being door greeters at Wally World or stocking the shelf there or saying, sir, would you like fries with your MBA? No, you've got to produce something and not just BS on Wall Street moving money around and creating money out of thin air.
Most of them are gone.
We got to bring them back, and that's what Donald Trump is talking about.
Okay, now let me explain how Trump is right and wrong, okay? And this may be a little shocking to people out there, but here's the fact. He's right in the idea you don't want Carrier air conditioning and Whirlpool all taken off and Ford building giant plants. That's easy. That's an easy one. That's a tiny percentage of manufacturing. The biggest issue in America is infrastructure. Pipelines for oil and gas, which aren't being taken care of, so they're going to blow up. Roadways and bridges that are falling apart for decades that haven't been taken care of. We have lots of make-work projects. If the government decided to do make-work projects, we can employ millions of people. We'd have to even import people to come in here on special visas to work to rebuild
infrastructure. We've spent $3 trillion just in Afghanistan. The biggest public toilet on the face of this earth, and guess what?
Well, according
it's
to you
no know, crap hole.
Well, Trump said in the last 15 years, we spent $5 trillion trying to do nation building. We're going to stop nation building. It doesn't work with countries in the Middle East that believe in Sharia law.
It took $5 trillion of our tax dollars to figure that out, but they didn't do nation building here.
Yeah. Now, so the second thing we need to do is we need to be innovative. 90% of the jobs in 2026. That Americans, new jobs, you know, that are going to happen, have not even been invented yet. 90%. So in other words, if somebody gets a new job, 90% of those jobs aren't invented. I'll give you an example. And already being innovative in China, in Japan, what happens is that in companies, they are setting up these 3D printing machines for printing out parts for different companies. And you can have a machine where you contract to build five parts for a company, and you can have the machine in your one of your three-car garage. And you have quality assurance, and you ship the parts off, and boom, they arrive. And so you can have literally thousands of people that have their own little 3D printing machines, and they actually print different parts for different pieces of equipment. You don't have to have giant factories and so on. You can have also, when they arrive, they can arrive. What's going to happen, too, is, and people should grasp this, a lot of the final manufacturing steps are going to be robotic. But a lot of the part making and quality assurance and testing it with microscopes and so on can be done with people, okay?
What you're talking about is something that makes sense, but you have to have the morality to want
to. Yeah, but I, you see, if you know, it says, for lack of vision, my people perish, okay? So I'm giving people a vision. Second area is what's called biotech. In every city, if we had, and I'll give you an example, this is real simple. On the tops of buildings, if we had what's called mild hyperbaric hypercarbic chambers for growing food, we could have small, just the tops of buildings in a big city where the air is clean, and high skyscrapers, top of apartment buildings, we can grow all the food we want for the people in the buildings simply by growing it in hyperbaric hypercarbic chambers on the attics of the buildings. They could sell that food to distributors and local grocers, and then have food that doesn't even have to travel.
That makes too much sense.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Would you like freedom from health insurance? You're not alone. Whether you're self-employed, a small business owner, or an individual who purchases health care for yourself and your family, Liberty HealthShare could be the answer. Liberty HealthShare has united a community of like-minded people that actually share health care costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties associated with the Affordable Care Act. Imagine freedom from insurance. You choose your own doctor and hospital. Your medical provider simply submits your bills to Liberty HealthShare for processing. Why wait? You do have choices. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Find out more and get a free monthly estimate right now. For a limited time, use promo code TALK to save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Hold your breath and count to ten.
Welcome back, and Tim, a couple of things I want to throw out there. The German bonds this week reached zero, the lowest rate ever. U.S. bonds are actually heading towards sub-zero right now. It turns out that Zuckerberg, of course, is saying that we'll be plugged into the matrix within 50 years. Now,
yeah, I think he would like that.
He would like it. These guys have a wet dream, a satanic wet dream. Let me explain a little bit about my background. I'm a mathophile. I mean, like, I'm a wizard at math. And I was doing nonlinear programming, training myself in the early 1970s on the largest computers at universities in nonlinear languages. And I was actually working on what's called stochastic neural net modeling, just as a hobby, while I was taking my degree in honors biochemistry, my PhD in marine bacteriology and genetics. And I'd actually been working on artificial intelligence algorithms as long ago as 45 years ago. I just talked to my techie guy here, Nick, who's in here. We were working on my computer yesterday, and he's studying AI, and I was going back and forth, and he said, wow, how do you know all this stuff? I said, because I've been doing this like for close to half a century. And I said, it's not that hard to do artificial intelligence. I said, it's scary. It's something maybe we shouldn't do, because at some point we become the pet. And, you know, people don't understand how dangerous this is. So when they talk about plugging it in, Obama 3 years ago funded a project. He was visiting here in Southern California at one of the big institutes here for hacking into human consciousness. Now, if you think it's impossible to do it, you're an idiot, and you just don't realize there's people like me with really high IQs that are driven and have unusual skill sets and abilities that you don't even imagine any human being can have. And if you take someone who's unethical and has those skill sets,
yeah, that's the problem.
You're going to have some real problems. Back in 1978, I was interviewed by Dr. Tortolot at the VA hospital in UCLA to work on the World MS Tissue Brain Repository to be his electron microscoper and immunology PhD neuroscience affiliate to work specifically with him, and also on four DARPA projects for the Super Soldier program. He had in his office a mock-up of an F-14 fighter with a squid helmet cooled with liquid nitrogen to convert thoughts directly to onboard commands to fly by thought, not by wire, six times faster than by wire even, and to fire off ordnances based on images scanned up on the screen of the canopy of the jet. They're also putting platinum and palladium microwires in different parts of the brain and nuclei, including the subthalamic nuclei and the rage control nucleus. They call the chip, by the way, the Rambo chip. Basically, you know, Rambo, you know, like, you know, killer. And you can turn on and off the kill reflex by putting on signals through this. The initial research was done as long ago as the 1940s, in 1947 at Tavistock Institute in England. Then, of course,
but
the transfer
see,
here...
See, that
to
robs you of free will, doesn't it? Free
oh, yeah,
will.
Yeah, it does, of course. Now, people have to understand, they wanted to take female templates and add a thing called a hacker. Chromosome 47 is a backbone for putting different genes from different phylospecies and genera. And if they say, well, you can't do it, it's too technically possible, I'll tell people, I can give you an equipment list to do it. Now we have the CRISPR protocol. People say, Dr. Deagle, but 20 years ago when I'd say this, I'd say, you're crazy. They don't say I'm crazy anymore. I can give them a specific reference for reference to the CRISPR protocol in a conference in London, England last fall. They can tell you they can actually make a human being from 34 potential different parents. Okay? Now, if you don't think they can start inserting genes like, you know, Zootopia and make a humanized animal, or they can then create a cyborg connected to...
Already working on it, yes.
Right. Zuckerberg this
that
year...
all comes from hell.
Yeah, let me explain that. Zuckerberg this year said... the cell phone is dead. That's the actual highlight. You can go and Google it yourself if you think I'm an idiot. And the cell phone's not dead. They want to replace it with a brain interface, whether it's a magnetronic helmet or headband.
You know what?
You don't even have
I
to stick electrodes in your... Yeah. They want to enter you into the matrix so your children disappear into cyberspace. They don't just have a screen in front of them and a keyboard. Their cortex is the keyboard.
Oops,
and the screen.
We're in the end times. Get right with God.
If you don't think this is happening, you're an idiot. And I challenge you, on air or off air, to think that you know more than me, and you don't. You don't, okay? Try it. Try me anytime. It won't be funny. Okay?
God bless, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. Bye-bye.